back.
I'm so excited to record today.
I know. I feel like it's been a while, but it's only been a week.
It has to do with my bright pink. It's like kind of in my way, but I'm enjoying it still at the same time.
Bright pink. We were running late today already, and you were like, is this so extra? Am I like begging for attention? And I was like, no, dude, it's cute. Would you rather be cute or like not cute? And
it's just like, it was on sale, right?
Yeah. I love it. I think it's so cute.
I like it too, but I didn't know it was like fully like turtlenecked when I bought it. Like I thought it had a zipper.
Yeah. I think it's so cute. And we're both wearing neon and just.
Yeah. You're a highlighter. I'm a highlighter.
Yes. Okay. But on the way here, I just wanted to talk about one thing that I didn't even write down. But on the way here, I feel like there's so many fucking potholes in Nashville. And I am just so sick of them because why have we not fixed the potholes yet?
Yeah. I think somebody was telling me it had to do with all of the cold weather and like the snow. And then like, we don't like it ruins our roads because of the type of cement that we use on the roads.
Yeah.
Asphalt or whatever. And oh, so sure. We don't use the right kind for cold weather. And so
not you coming here with snow, the facts.
When the cold and the snow come, it ruins the road.
Really? Is that
Did
right?
Did you know that?
You are spot on.
Damn, girl.
Are you serious?
That's exactly what it is. Yes. Great job.
You're not Who kidding, told you right?
No, not at all.
How did you know this?
Alec told us.
Okay, nice.
Do you not remember him telling us that?
Was I there?
We were in the car. You were in the front seat, and I was listening. I was like, I'm literally learning so much.
I don't think I was listening.
So, like, in the north, they have different road cement.
Yeah, it's different material.
Different material.
Yep.
Because they're ready for the snow.
Yeah.
And we're not.
Yeah, so when the ice and shit comes to our roads, like, it literally ruins them, and then we never fix them.
Interesting.
Because it's too much construction. We don't have time for that traffic.
So do we think we're just going to have the potholes forever?
Forever. Unless they start giving us the cold weather
cement
materials. Which okay, I don't know if they will, but maybe after the fucking 10-day snow day.
I'm so annoyed with the potholes. It's like every time I drive somewhere in Nashville, I'm hitting at least 10 potholes. And they're not like small little baby potholes. They are ginormous.
Yeah, they're huge. They're like as big as you.
You're in a new car too, so you're noticing every single one. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm driving like, well... I'm trying to drive really safely, but I feel like, yeah, I'm noticing all the potholes and it's annoying. So
I love that you're trying to drive safely.
Thank you.
I haven't noticed.
Okay. Yeah. So message to Nashville construction and Nashville
planners.
What are the
mayor,
Department of Transportation, probably.
Oh yeah. Public transportation.
Those people.
Can we please fix the potholes? It'd be much appreciated. And if something happens to my car, I'll be sending you a bill in the mail.
Whoa. That's not going to work in your favor, but.
Okay. Well, we are back in Nashville after 3 weekends.
We are. Welcome back, Queens.
Of not being here. I feel like we missed it so much. Like, as much as we're like, let's go on a trip somewhere, I feel like being home in our home base, going out to Broadway, to a local bar is just always a good time for us.
Yeah. My favorite thing about being back this weekend was when I went to sleep Friday night, I literally knew. Oh, <yeah. laughs> I knew I didn't have to wake up for quite literally anyone or anything. And what time did I wake up?
I think it was 2:30.
2:30 p.m.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Probably like 3:30 or 4.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that fine?
Still crazy.
It is crazy.
Better than if you went to bed at like 11.
Right.
The thing about Mackie is that like she needs reassurance about like that it's okay for her to sleep in. So her sleeping till 2:30, she comes into my room. Oh, I know it's okay that I did this because I don't have any plans. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. She's like, okay, good. Okay, good. Okay,
no, perfect. And then I'm like, in California, I had to wake up early because who's trying to sleep in like in a house full of 15 people?
Yeah, no one.
Like that's embarrassing. Like if it's like 10 p.m. and you're rolling out of bed, like
10 a.m.
Like 10 a.m. Yeah. Like you need to get up and going. And then same thing when we went to the beach, like you need to get up. Like it's gross.
This was her whole talk to me on how she was like reassuring herself
and
that it's okay.
When I was at home with my parents, I'm not trying to waste any time with them without them.
Yeah.
So I'm like waking up coffee and walks with my mom.
Yeah.
So yeah, this weekend I was literally like, there's literally nobody that needs me. So 2 p.m. it was.
And we still had a fun day on Saturday, so it's all good.
Yeah, we ate breakfast at 5 p.m.
We did.
Brunch. We went to brunch at like 4:30 and our food was served at 5.
No, dude. We actually went at 3:30 because I remember they stopped serving at 4. And I was like, thank God they still have the brunch. We're literally ordering eggs at 4 p.m. Like, it was not okay. But it was
much fun. Needed sleep.
Much needed sleep. And we were still tired today. So yeah. I don't know what that's
exhausted
about.
Exhausted today.
But you made me eggs this morning.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you offered to make me eggs.
I offered. You said no. And I said no. This I'll is the thing me. About kind of like you ask her, do you want me to do this for you? Or like, I'll do this. No, it's okay. I got it. No, it's okay. I got it. About everything. Like, I knew you were going to. I knew this morning when I asked, do you want eggs and like egg taco? You were like, you were going to say, no, I can make it. You put a lot on yourself and you are not good at accepting help.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that about myself, but now I do, I guess, because you're right.
You didn't know that.
I mean, yeah, I like to do it. I don't like to like ask people for things or make people do things for me. But like, I guess you do offer and I always say no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I don't get offended. And yeah, slash, I don't really know how to make your eggs.
Also,
I don't
like,
really
dude, you
to.
Would rather not make them because you were like, as soon as I said, no, it's okay, I'll do it. You go, okay, thank God, I'm starving. And you just started eating your own breakfast. So like, and it's fine because I know that you don't actually want to do it for me, but you offer anyway to be nice. So that's why I say no. Okay. Am I right?
Yeah, I didn't really want to make
it. Makes it easy for you, though, because you can just offer all the time it's knowing that it's going to be a no.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of fire.
But I realized today when I was eating my eggs, because I like my eggs over easy, and Mackie likes her scrambled. So that's where we differ on the egg making. But I realized today as I was eating my second taco that I immediately got the egg ick. Does that ever happen to you guys? Like, you're mid bite of the egg and you literally get so grossed out that like you're eating an egg and you freak out, because I literally had to throw it away and I was like, oh my God, ew. Oh my God, ew. It was like a whole scene.
What is it about it that I've never felt this ever?
Never had the egg ick?
No. The egg ick? No. Like, I think it's like a culture of girl thing.
I've gotten tired of eggs, but not mid eating the eggs. Like,
oh no. Yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah,
if we
you
post
start
this,
thinking about it.
If we post this, I swear people will be like, yeah.
What hits you that makes you be like, I can't have any more of this?
The taste.
And it's just like the grossness of like the texture.
Okay.
And like, I guess maybe it's just a runny egg thing, because I only eat really runny eggs.
Okay.
And I get grossed out that like I didn't cook it enough or something.
Probably didn't.
I literally got so grossed out with my taco, my egg taco, that I actually like threw it away. I'm like, almost threw up. Like,
she was just, actually being.
You'll put the fork down and be done. Like, you're just like, oh, I'm done.
Oh my
now.
God, yeah.
Oh, she threw it out. It was so dramatic. Like, she was literally like, gagging and being like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and throw up. And then she takes chocolate and like chases down the eggs with chocolate.
With chocolate covered almonds. And but it also only happens like one, like twice a year.
Okay. Twice a year is wild.
So now she's on like an egg break. Like, so she will not have eggs for like a very long time, except for hard boiled eggs.
Hard boiled eggs? Ew. I don't get the egg.
Ew, why?
Oh, you don't fuck
that's
with
the most ick egg. No question. If I had to pick an egg ick, it's hard boiled.
That is so
are
true.
You so serious?
Absolutely, yes.
Like, wait. Over scrambled and over fried eggs.
You guys
yeah.
are crazy. Hard boiled eggs are the best egg.
Do you eat the yolk?
Yes.
Ew, dude. No way.
Wait, I'm shook right
dude,
now.
That's she did gross. Teach me to eat the yolk and the hard-boiled egg. She did
with
teach me that.
Salt and pepper
and
a hard-boiled
is
egg
pretty
is
pretty fire,
no.
But it's still like, I agree with you, it is the biggest form of egg that there is.
Yeah.
What about deviled
but it's
eggs?
Still good.
What are
deviled
those?
Eggs are also hard-boiled eggs.
Alex said, what are those to deviled eggs?
They're deviled. Mayonnaise mixed with the yolk.
You haven't seen
oh, yeah, I could get the
you
ick
like
on those.
You like deviled eggs?
I do, but I could definitely get the ick on them. I can only probably have two or three of those
I've
before I'm like,
all right.
Yeah. It's like a good food, like an appetizer to bring for a party.
Yeah.
I love deviled eggs. But yeah, hard-boiled
eggs. I've never
eggs
eaten
are
a
delicious.
Deviled egg in my life because it's they take out the yolk and mix in mayonnaise and put it back in.
It's really
is
good.
Is that
though.
Right?
Yeah, it's good
though.
They're
really good, dude. I'm
mayonnaise
shook that you don't like hard-boiled eggs.
I can't believe you'll just be halfway through an egg and be like, I'm done. I can't do this.
Like, it literally only happens twice a year. Like, I probably only eat eggs for like a few months and I'll get back on the egg trend and it'll happen probably in like November.
Does it happen with any other foods?
No.
Only eggs.
Yeah.
Maggie has this thing about chicken where she'll be like, it's too chickeny.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
do you guys know what that is?
Yeah, I see that.
What is that?
Is it
it's just like worried it's like not cooked enough and like it's starting to think exactly what it is. And it's like.
Or you get a wrong
like
bite.
Like a chewy bite. Yeah.
I can't. I don't understand it. But it's the same thing as the egg ick thing, I guess. I just
chicken
don't get
ick
it.
Is real too. It's all
you
from
get
the
chicken ick. I don't.
Icking.
But I will say.
Wait, that's funny.
So dumb, dude.
Oh my God, I'm so dead.
But my job in the household, Ken and I's household, is to make the hard-boiled eggs every Sunday.
We make like a whole batch.
And she'll text me like at work because like then the next morning we eat it for the first time and she'll text me, holy shit, like please remember how exactly you made these hard-boiled eggs. Like these are perfect. So like I actually know now I boil it and then I put them in for 10 or 8 minutes and then I soak them in cold water and then I have a happy kind of.
All right.
The thing, and hard-boiled eggs are so easy to make, but Mackie makes them perfectly every time because it's like the amount, like it's the peeling.
It's like being like she makes the best toast. Like it's the greatest toast.
That's so true.
No, but it's like the peeling. Like some of the hard-boiled eggs are harder to peel. Mm-hmm. And when the shell comes off so easily, I'm like, fuck yes, Mackie, you did that shit.
Dude, like she
the bar is so low for you, dude. You're about to run a marathon. Imagine the praise you're gonna get after that.
Yeah, no, she gets so fucking hype if it's easy to peel. And I'm like, it's the different brands of the eggs and like the different shells. And she's like, no. It's how long it was boiled and how long it was in the ice bucket.
Yeah.
Like
I get that because I'll get that so way about like clementines and oranges. Yeah. Like you get a single peel, yeah, it's like, fire. Oh, dude.
Oh, amazing.
It's gonna be a great day.
Yeah. Game over. Okay. Well, that
enough
was
about the egg talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough about the egg talk, please. Let's move on to some pop culture topics and let's talk about the Oscars because that just happened last night, and or I guess when this comes out, that would have happened a few days ago. But so many things happened. Mackie and I are not really movie people, but I like watching award shows simply for like the drama that's going to happen or the shit that's going to come out in the news. And the number one thing, or one of the number one things that got announced last night was that Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant. Hello?
Right. I didn't even know she was married.
Perfect.
But I do think it's pretty iconic to walk out like that pregnant and like that. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
I've always thought she's really pretty, obviously, since High School Musical, Gabriella.
Yeah, and we always thought she was going to end up with Zac Efron.
Right, that's going to happen. But so she's not married to that guy that she dated for like 8 years.
Yeah, no. So she dated Austin Butler for 8 years.
Austin Butler.
He's also an actress. He played Elvis.
Actor.
He played Elvis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He's really
blonde, hot. Tall, hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They dated for so long. I honestly think the reason why they broke up, and I don't think this has ever like been out or anything, but I think the reason why they broke up is because like she wanted to settle down and like get married and have a family. And like when you date someone for 8 years, you're expecting them to propose, and he never did that. And so she was like, okay, I don't think that you're ever going to give me what I want. So they broke up. Then she started dating Cole Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Is he cute?
Cole Tucker's cute. He has curly, long hair. He's a baseball player. He's also tall. You're not going to think he's cute. But.
Okay. Not what I was picturing.
He looks like a weirdo.
I think he has a pretty face, but his hair is too long for me.
Yeah, I don't mind long hair on a guy, but his is really long. Like, I don't mind some flow.
Get on that
he
mic,
looks
Mackie.
Cute there.
Yeah.
Just get on that mic.
Wait,
a little
what
bit.
Do I need to do more on
just
the
just stay close to that. Yeah. Say what you said again.
I don't mind a guy with long hair, but his is pretty
it's
long.
Just 'cause you're turning your
I
head.
I know it's because I'm turning. Sorry, guys.
Go again.
Okay, hold on.
I'm keeping all this in, so go ahead.
We used to cut this shit out.
Yeah, nope.
I don't mind a guy with long hair, but his is too long. But I think that this specific picture that we have pulled up is cute. Vanessa looks happy.
She's so happy with him, dude.
That's cute. But I thought you said that it was like all messed up and she just married him and got pregnant with him because that's what she wanted with Austin.
No, okay. So I actually genuinely think she's happy. I was just saying I think the whole reason that she broke up with Austin Butler is because she wanted a family. And I think she's kind of rushing that with Cole. Like, they just got married last year, pretty recently, I feel like. And she's already pregnant. It looks like she's, like, I don't know, pretty far along, too. She has a bump, like a visible bump.
Oh, yeah. She looks, like, halfway there.
Halfway, yeah.
Wait, okay, so this is crazy. I feel like...
Oh, shit. She's also 35 and he's 27. We were just talking about age gap relationships.
That one is fine for me. How about you?
I think it's fine too. It's only what, 8 years? I feel like I like it more when the woman is younger than the man, but I think that that's fine. Because I guess maybe he knows what he wants. Oh, she was also older than Austin Butler. He's 32.
If she wants kids, she's got to get going.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, I'm just like, I think it's so crazy. We've talked about this before. Like, famous people and people that are just like in our world, like how they date somebody for 8 years, find somebody new so quickly, start dating them, and then like that's just it and that's their new person. I feel like it's so hard. Like, does she not compare everything to Austin Butler? Is that his name?
Yeah, Austin Butler.
Yeah. does she not compare? I'm like, how did you? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just crazy.
And I don't know. I mean, maybe she did, but I think she like got to the point where she was like, this man won't be able to give me what I want and need in life.
Sad.
So I have to move on. It's the only option.
It was her only option. And like, I feel like it's so hard to like then like jump and then just start like being in love with him and get married. Like, no way she wasn't thinking of Austin Butler on her wedding day.
Oh my God, stop.
Sorry.
Do you think?
Not like that she wishes it was him, just like, what if it was him?
Yeah. That's a good
point. For 8 years or so, right. She probably envisioned it being him.
Yeah. That's right.
Although, no, they were married? Or they
no,
were just
they
together?
They were just dating.
Oh, yeah. So she was probably thinking about it being him the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really sad. But I'm glad that she's happy and, like, has it. But I just feel like it's so hard with your mind to, like, go through a breakup and then, like, it, pretty quickly, within, like, a year, find somebody else and, like them as much to marry them.
Yeah. I completely agree.
And people our age do that all the time. Like, the girls that have boyfriends all the time or guys that have girlfriends all the time, different ones. I'm like, how?
Yeah, how? But
how
I also,
and why?
Like, do you think Cole is like her husband? Do you think he's probably thinking like, oh, is she thinking about Austin?
I think they've probably had some conversations about it.
Yeah. There was this one video, I think it was like last year at some award show where her and Austin were there, but they were broken up at the time. And like, he was there for like Elvis or something. And she walked right past him. I don't know if you remember seeing this video. It was like him and she walked right past him and he like glanced at her and she didn't look at him at all. It's like, how do you walk past an ex of 8 years like that and not even, like, I bet she was freaking out internally, but like.
Oh, yeah. Her heart rate was probably up.
He like glanced down at her and like everyone was like, oh my God, he looked at her. He's also dating someone new now.
See, that's just crazy to me. Can't even deal with all that.
Who is he dating? Kaya Gerber?
Yeah. Don't know Kaya.
Who's like, he's 32 and she's 22.
She's really pretty.
She's stunning.
She's prettier than her new, than Vanessa's husband.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
We don't know his personality, so.
Right. I just said looks.
Okay. Yeah. But we've had this conversation before. Every girl is always going to be hotter than the guy.
Mm. Not always.
You've said that.
Wait,
or were
you
talking about us two? Okay. Mackie
I don't
and
know
I've
what
had this
you're
debate.
What do you
about?
Mean? Yeah. What is this?
Mackie and I have had this debate that, do you not want me to talk
No, about I believe in this debate, but I just want to hear you explain it.
Okay, I might not be explaining it right, but Mackie and I have had this debate, and she thinks that, like, because I'm like, oh, there are guys out there that are hotter than me.
Okay.
Mackie doesn't
and
think.
And I think that that's fine.
No, this is
not
what
agree
the whole
that?
Debate was about. You were like, if we walk into a room, we're automatically going to be the hottest people there, like, over every other guy.
What is that?
You
no,
said that
I'm
guys can't be hotter than us.
No. No.
Is that not what you
explain
said?
Yourself.
Rebuttaling here. So I'm telling Kenna. So there was a time like a year ago and we were talking about like a really hot guy that I guess I had gone on a date with. Do you know who I'm talking about now? Someone in that realm.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so and I was like, he's so hot. And Kenna's like, I know, but you can't be with the hottest guy in the room because they suck. So, like, you have to go down a few levels for them to, like, be a good guy to you. Like,
I'm
you have
with
to date
you on
somebody
this.
Less
yeah.
attractive.
That's my take.
I get what you're saying now. Let me
so
say
I'm
what
like,
I think
why can't
you mean.
I date the hottest guy in the – why can't I date the hottest guy in the world?
Yeah, Alex,
and she's saying – because he won't be nice.
Okay. From a guy's perspective, I think the way that we look at it is some of the hottest women on the planet are also the craziest.
Yeah.
They're okay. A pain to be with.
Right.
High maintenance or just psychotic or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of come down a few notches to weed out the
crazy
part
ones.
Of it
mm-hmm.
and find the, okay, happy medium. Is that what you're saying?
That's what she's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. But in a guy way. Like, so it was like, this guy didn't like me. I'm like, why? Like, why not?
No, wait, but we need
saying,
to go back to the point that like, okay, yes. I think that, wait, fuck, now I'm confused.
It's a confusing saying, topic,
you,
but like.
You were basically saying though that we will always be like hotter than the guy. You did say that. And I was like,
know.
No. Guys can be hotter than you.
Is that because you think you're above the the medium and you're closer to the crazy threshold. Is that why? Because that would make sense.
I'm getting confused because my whole take is like that I can date the hottest guy in the room if I want. And kind of saying you should not. You should shoot for somebody not as hot.
Yeah, the second or third guy in the room.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're probably
nicer. Sure. Like more
because they
confident.
Have to be because yeah. they can't just rely on the fact that they're the hottest guy in the room.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
I didn't answer your question. I don't know how to answer it, I don't think.
What did I ask?
I don't know.
Okay, perfect.
So we're moving on.
Great episode.
From that. But like, your thing here is that like the...
You said Cole Tucker was hotter than Kaia Gerber. And I said, yeah, I agree.
No.
Kaia Gerber was hotter than Cole Tucker.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I agree. And then I said, and that's when it brought up, girls are always hotter than the guy.
I don't understand girls are always hotter than the guy.
This was a theory that Maki had, and I don't know why she can't remember it, but she told me one time.
I don't remember this one.
Dude, yes. Oh my God, I'm so upset you don't remember this. She told me one time that basically, like, the girls will always be prettier than the guys.
Forever, no exceptions.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't know if it's the year 25.
Do you believe this?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I think that there are guys that are
hotter
like,
than
hello,
you.
Hello, Bradley Cooper. Yes. Yes.
Dude, this is actually crazy because I swear you said
dude, I said my take. It was like that we could still go for the hottest guy in the room.
Maybe
is
I got
this the different are these different arguments?
Yeah, these are different
I remember
things.
The one that we had in your old house kitchen.
Yes, and this
and
was
is that the one you were talking
yes.
about? Same. It's the same conversation. I don't know.
So you guys had a conversation at one point and you had two different debates going on at the same time and never resolved
know.
Either one
that
of them.
That sounds
perfect.
Like us.
Yeah, perfect.
And
okay.
we didn't even know.
Moving on.
I'm sorry, Alex. Did that make no sense for the show?
No, it did. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, we got there.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars last night. And
yes, let's go, Jimmy.
Yeah, and I go, we're watching. I'm like, Maki, who is that? She goes, I have no idea. I'm like, come on, like you've got to know. Like, just guess a few names. Like, who would be hosting? No idea. She couldn't guess.
Does he always host?
No. They always have a different host. But you should know, like, the top few talk show hosts. We have Jimmy Fallon.
I know him.
We have Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I wouldn't. He's in a different spot than he usually is. Like, usually he's at his host desk. And like, I would know the Kimmel or the...
What Jimmy
the Kimmel? Fallon dude.
Yeah, the Jimmy Fallon.
I know exactly who that is.
Do you know
he interviews everyone.
Andy Cohen?
No.
Okay.
But so, if I saw him, maybe where he sits.
So
that's
doesn't
fair.
Andy
I'll give
Cohen
you that.
Where his show is.
Does he host SNL?
Andy Cohen?
Who hosts SNL?
They rotate.
Oh, they rotate.
Yeah. They have celebrity guest hosts every week. That's
oh,
the whole,
okay.
That's the show.
So there's no like one like guy that like
SNL, they have different.
I know they have different.
Host.
Okay, but I guess I thought there was like one person that always does it, and they rotate.
I mean, they have their cast, but like in terms of hosts, it's always a celeb.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you. I mean, you knew it was Jimmy Kimmel after I said the name. You were like, "Oh, I know who that is."
Yeah, I've heard of him, but like, I don't watch his show.
Yeah, that's Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen is like Watch What Happens Live. He's
that's
like he's a Bravo guy.
Bravo. He does like all the housewife
that's
shit.
Not
right?
who hosted
yes.
last night.
All the reunion yeah. shows, like he's that guy.
Yeah.
Crushes all that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's this podcast, this Love You Bye podcast has really taught me I don't know much of anything. you know, I don't know a lot of things that I should know that like the normal average human knows.
Yeah.
And that has been like my life my whole life because really all I care about in life is my people.
Wow.
All the three things that she cares about in life. Staying relevant.
Let's hear your takes on what I care about in life. Thank
staying
you.
Staying relevant, your family and your friends, and fashion.
In that order. Not in that order.
No, family and friends, staying relevant.
God.
Fashion. Okay, well, God goes under the family and friends pillar.
He goes above, I thought.
He's family and friends.
Yeah. God is family and friends. That's a good
but
point.
But am I wrong? Are those the main three things?
I mean, yeah, like my friends and family, like in just like my world. Like I love that. Like I don't pay attention to Jimmy over here, you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, like the movies and stuff and all the music and the artists, like I'm trying to get better at that. And like be more aware of like the outside world. But I just love living... my life with my people.
Yeah, I love that.
It's so kind of stupid, whatever.
So Emma Stone won leading actress.
Yeah, I loved that.
Did you know who she was when she got up there?
I looked it up, and like I know some movies she was in. The main one I know that she was in was The Help.
Okay, was she in The Help? Wait. I don't remember her being in The
Wait, not The Help. Sorry. What's the one that's about...
Was she? Oh, she was.
She was in The Help.
Okay, good job, Mackie. Good job.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I don't remember that, but great job.
I love that movie.
I remember her being in La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
And she was... Did she do that with Ryan Gosling?
Yep.
Yes, they killed that.
Wow.
They also, I think they won an Oscar for that.
What a great duo there. I know Ryan Gosling
love,
for sure.
Love, 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 love them two together. So she got up and she won leading actress. And as she was walking up, her dress, her zipper of her dress was like split open. Mm-hmm. And she was like trying to cover it. And as she was walking up, she's like, my dress is broken. My dress is broken. Mm-hmm. She got up there. And the first thing she said into the mic was, hi, my dress is broken. So let's not look at that. And went into her speech.
Obsessed. No, she's incredible for doing that. It would have been the same way. Like, that was just giving, like, she's so real. Like, especially for all these actresses and actors coming up here doing speeches, like, it's cool for the world to see them just being normal people and, like, not being their character.
I'm so obsessed.
I loved that. I loved seeing her be normal. I really only know her from The Help, but she's another human. And, like, they fixed her dress for later.
Oh, they did? Okay, yeah, good.
Because when she went backstage after she won the Oscar, and she – I can't remember what I was going to say.
I just love that she called it out because it's like,
yeah,
obviously people see that. I would have said me acting like I'm going to win an Oscar, I would have said the same thing. Like, I would have been like, you guys, my dress is broken. Like, I'm sorry.
Same.
Also, my number two thing about that, who the fuck styled you? Fire that person, because that's absolutely ridiculous.
How that was my line last night. Come on now.
Oh, okay.
I did. I said the stylist is fired.
The stylist is fired.
Probably.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
She didn't seem mad at them, obviously. Well, but like, she's not gonna do that, right? She did a great job accepting the award, and I thought she was really cute, and it was the only acceptance speech I watched, but it was my favorite.
Right. okay, and then Ryan Gosling's performance for I'm Just Ken absolutely slayed the house down. I love him. I never saw the movie Barbie.
The house down.
You don't like that?
I wasn't gonna call
it
out.
Never heard you say that. Slayed the house down.
Okay. Sorry. Like,
it's kind of corny.
Oh my god.
Okay. Y'all came with wild energy today, dude. I don't know what it is. It's a weird Monday.
Oh my god, it is a weird Monday.
We didn't talk.
Sorry.
We didn't talk all day. I literally tried talking to her and she's like, don't talk to me today. We have a recording.
Yeah.
She was slaying the house down, dude. Yeah. Leave her alone. Jeez.
She also was working a lot and okay. I was in my room. Anyways,
Ryan Gosling's performance, he did so great. You didn't see it, but you did?
I watched the recap and the full performance on TikTok this morning. Did you not hear me watching it?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he wore his pink sparkly suit and did such a great job. Nobody knew he could sing.
Oh, he was in La La Land. Yeah, he can sing.
Oh, I don't know that movie, but...
Oh,
so good.
You gotta watch that movie.
Well, I like that one.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, okay.
That's such a good movie.
It's I want to get into one. Movies, you guys.
So Mackie saw the movie Barbie, and the first thing she said to me, because I hadn't seen it, I still haven't, which I should, but I still hadn't seen it. She goes, I didn't get the point of the movie.
It's people say it's like feminist based, right? Like, it's like, well, I get it. Like, it's like all the women can do different jobs. That's a big part of
it.
It's like there's a Barbie that's a nurse, a Barbie that's a architect, a Barbie that is like a mom.
Okay.
A Barbie that's a nurse. Did I say that one? So anyways, there's so many Barbies.
Yeah. So the point
is kind of like that, I think. But I think there was deeper and deeper and deeper meanings to it that I did not catch on to. But people say, like, if you didn't get it, then you just don't get it. And, like, I guess you're the problem. So I'm the problem. It is me.
I haven't seen it.
Y'all haven't seen it, so y'all really can't help me out here.
Yeah. Like, I really can't.
This is what the meaning was, or I didn't get it either. So
I'm
just
sorry,
kind of lost here on
either.
An island.
Yeah.
Like, I should probably watch it again because I think, like, round two I could focus in more. But I did go see it with my grandma and my sister, and they were both kind of like saying the same thing.
Okay.
My sister got it probably the most out of the three of us.
Yeah.
Which only makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So
how do you know she got it?
She's just she kind of told my grandma and I the meaning of it, and my grandma and I were like, cool. And we like just got, we went to this restaurant afterwards and we got the Barbie cocktail.
Nice.
But we just were like,
so
yeah,
that's
whatever.
How she got it.
That's like how you got it. Yeah.
My grandma and I are just like very similar, I think. Dope. We're besties. But so is my sister, but she just like, she's one of our besties too. But she, she just understood it, I think.
Cool.
So maybe we can ask her and I can explain next time.
We might have to like watch movies.
Or you guys
and like break them down.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot here.
Barbie was like a really meaningful one though.
Right. It was supposed to be.
I feel like every movie has this deeper like you just don't see it on
they
surface
do.
Level.
They do.
Every movie has so much thought that goes into it. So much like
that's Barbie was definitely like a social commentary right. though, for sure. Like yeah. more than most.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, in the marketing of it was just top tier. What we were talking about before we started recording though was that do we think that it's kind of weird that Ryan Gosling did the performance at the Oscars and it wasn't like the movie Barbie is so like about feminism and like women empowerment. Do we think that maybe a female should have performed at the Oscars?
Like
one of the songs, name? Like Dua Lipa?
What is the main girl's name?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Like, should she have done it, you're saying?
Did she have a song? Or like, what did she sing?
I don't know.
You saw the movie. You're the only one. So.
I don't remember the movie much. I think it was mainly him as the singer. So right. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever known of her singing.
I think it's kind of iconic that Ken did it.
Okay. Google says she did sing in it.
Okay. Great. And so did Dua Lipa. So did Billie Eilish. And Billie Eilish did perform What Was I Made For. She won an Oscar to that, which literally, oh my God, I was bawling my eyes. Mackie was in her room. I was in my room. I ran into Mackie's room crying because Billie Eilish like is just so talented, and I've never really been like a huge Billie Eilish fan, but like this song, the way that she performs and like literally is just like she consumes the music, like she feels it, and you can tell through her performance that she is just like so emotionally attached to the song. I'm obsessed with her, and having her brother right there play the piano, I was just like, y'all are so cute. And they won 2 Oscars in 2 years, and she's only 22 years old.
Yeah, I love that she sang in Barbie because it's not something that you would – not somebody that you'd think would sing for Barbie, but her and the brother are just, like, iconic. I've seen them perform it before because I think they did it at the Grammys.
Yeah, I think it was the Grammys or the Golden Globes or something. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, but she – yeah, she's amazing.
She has a really great
They
voice.
Made history, her and cool. her brother, because they were the youngest people to win 2 Oscars in 2 years, I think.
Cool. So is it Billy that wins it or Billy and her brother?
Both of them.
They go up together and like they're announced together.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I've seen their parents watch them perform it before. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They like start crying.
Yeah. I cried.
You did?
Literally, that song is amazing. So yeah.
I'll have to watch
and
it.
And then lastly about the Oscars, we have Oppenheimer. And Oppenheimer won 7 awards, which is a shit ton of awards. Maybe it's time we watch the movie.
Yeah, I mean, Alex said it's 3 hours and not really our style.
But to win,
so
that many
I don't know
awards?
If I'll be watching it.
Okay,
but to win that many awards, yeah, it's
like it has
kind
to be a good
like...
movie. We were talking about how crazy movies and actors are too. Like Mackie was just like stunned to think about how actors are. She's like, they're so crazy. Like they're literally different people, and they have to be like they tap into different characters and like consume this whole other personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like their brains, I feel like, are just wired like. So differently. Like, I feel like them all in a room at the Oscars is, like, different from... I think I like the Grammys more. But, like, the Grammys is, like, those people are mainly singing, like, about themselves and, like, their lives. And, like, the Oscars, like, these actors are, like you said, just being fully different people all the time.
And also, like, do you think you could ever be an actor / actress?
No.
If you were... No, I'm saying, like, say you had the talent. Like, say you could, like, act. I'm, like, I just think about all the time people that are married... that have to like literally full on have sex with someone else on camera when they're married. Not like actually.
Do they
but, like,
actually do that?
No, but like they're making out, they're naked, they're like in there.
I think it just comes with part of your job.
Crazy, right? Like I was thinking about Ryan Gosling, and I don't know what happened in Barbie. I don't think he like ever hooked up with Margot Robbie, but like
they didn't. Yeah, they never did.
They never did.
That would ruin the entire
movie. Right.
That would
okay.
undermine but, the like, entire purpose of the movie.
Like other movies like
he's banging Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Like, feminism also.
Also, yeah, she gave it up.
Yeah.
See, like, the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm like, oh, I want them to get together.
Yeah.
They never did.
Yeah. But, like, I'm thinking about him in, like, The Notebook. Mm. Like, who's he married to? Eva Mendes? I don't think they were married at the time he filmed The Notebook, but, like, holy shit, if I was his wife, I'd be like.
Yeah. There might be some issues, but, like, you have to know who you're marrying.
She tweeted last night, like, great performance, hubby. Now come home so we can put the kids to bed.
Yeah, see, like, that's cute. Like, you have to have that type of, like, style and personality and, like, vibe to you.
Yeah.
To be able to handle that, I think. I don't know if I could.
No. And, oh, my God, Matthew McConaughey.
You also have to leave for a really long time to be on set, like, months. Oh, yeah, yeah. Months.
Crazy.
Matthew McConaughey, what?
Looked so hot last night.
Every year. Hotter every year.
So hot. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's married, I think.
He's married. Yeah, he lives in Texas.
You know who else is looking so hot lately? Miles Teller, but he's, like, been my celebrity crush for a while.
Yeah, what was he in again? I do remember.
I actually watched a movie last night that he was in with Zac Efron, That Awkward Moment with Michael B. Jordan.
Did not know you watched a movie last night.
Yeah, because I couldn't sleep because I took a nap.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So good. But this was, like, back when Zach and Miles and them were younger. They look like babies in it, but, like, he is so hot. He's also in, what movie is he in?
He's in Whiplash. That was the first time I saw him. That was probably, like, 2012.
There's, like, another rom-com that he's in.
I don't know.
It's not Friends with Benefits. It's
I know
not,
he was in War Dogs.
It's One Night Stand or something.
Oh, no. It's Top Gun that I know him from.
Yeah, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Divergent. He was in Project X.
Oh, wow. He's so hot. Can you go to show more? I feel like there's another rom-com. One Night Stand. No, Two Night Stand. That one. That one's fire.
You remembered One Night Stand and not Two Night Stand?
He's so hot.
Yeah.
He's my celebrity crush.
Have you seen Top Gun ever?
No.
Dude.
I know.
So, like, this is how you feel when I say I haven't seen a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to see Top Gun.
I need to see Top Gun.
This, I think this is how people feel about me all the time.
Yeah.
Have you listened to this song? Do you know who this is? And people are like, how do you not? So, like, it's kind of how I feel. Like, how have you not seen Top Gun? It's iconic.
I don't know. I need to see it.
Yeah, you do. We'll watch it. We'll watch the old, and then you watch the new the next day.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Oh, there's
I only
two?
Saw it. There's a really old one, and then they did it again.
Okay, interesting.
Kind of. It's like a sequel. Not like they're redoing the exact.
I haven't seen any of them, so I have no idea.
Oh, you guys.
Shit.
For
you
once.
Haven't seen it, Alex?
For once, we're on the other side of this one. Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so our homework is to watch Top Gun, and I still have to give
That's
you songs.
A lot of homework.
Songs to listen to.
Yes, I did listen to some of Alex's songs he posted on his story.
We got to talk about this real quick. Okay. So we gave Mackie homework because she needs to start listening to new music. And just like she just can't keep listening to One Time by Justin Bieber and Kesha. Like, it just can't happen anymore. So we started giving her some new songs. And Alex, we gave her homework to, like, anytime Alex posts a new song on his story, which is almost every day, Mackie has to listen to it and report back. So she took a video of herself.
Wait, I've only listened to one.
Okay. She took a video of herself, and it's get this, like, out of all the songs you could have posted, Alex, it was one that was literally in Spanish.
It's a Spanish, like, remix of a song that I like, and I was like, yeah, this is cool, new version, threw it up there, and then next thing I know, I was like, this is not the one for
next
you to listen
you know,
to.
Mackie's like, okay, she's recording herself. Okay,
when's the English?
When's the English coming?
Yeah, not for you.
What did you rate that song, though? It had a good beat, huh?
I said 5 out of 10.
Okay.
In the video.
All right.
I mean, like, yeah, cool beat, but I was like, seriously, Alex, like, cause I was under the impression you post great songs and I'm like, what the fuck is this? So next time, keep me in mind that I'll be
great
listening. And so will a lot of people. I mean, how many people do you think go and listen? I'll be like,
go and
at
listen
least,
to songs I share. I don't know. At least probably 10. None. I don't know.
No, dude. Well, I feel like you definitely have people that do it.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I want to do the movie thing. I want to watch movies together.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, Top Gun.
I think that'd be good.
And what's mine? The La
La
Land?
Land. Yeah.
Yeah, La La Land and Top Gun.
We have to find all these streaming services. I don't even have a fucking subscription to one thing.
That's not true.
I have Netflix.
Have them. We'll share. All right, y'all. We will. I'll talk to you next week.
What, we're over?
Yeah, we're over.
What about Kate?
Oh.
Do you want to get into it? Take us there.
Sorry, I honestly just skipped it because I was like, I don't. But let's go.
Okay.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You
okay.
Got it.
So apparently Kate Middleton, the princess, She's the princess, correct? Mm-hmm. She's missing. And so there was a photo that she posted, and it's all photoshopped. Her hands are different.
And yeah, so actually the prince posted it of her, and it was like, happy Mother's Day, we love you, blah, blah, blah.
So basically it's not actually her in the photo, and she's missing. Said that they said she had abdominal surgery, and something's wrong. I'm worried about her. What about y'all?
We are worried about her. There's been on the internet like a comparison, and it's like the photo, and then it's a photo side by side, and it's circled all the Photoshop mistakes that people think that whoever.
I think they went a little crazy with the red circles on here.
The photo, you can tell that it's Photoshop.
Mainly
like,
the hands for
tell.
Me.
The hand thing for sure, because she doesn't even have a ring on.
Yeah.
And her head looks so much bigger than her body. And so it's basically not her.
But look at how clear her hand is on the red sweater. And look at how blurry it is on the sun sweater.
Yeah. And there are different like fingernails.
And different sizes. And her head looks too big. Like there are just so many things that people are like, this is Photoshop. So my number one thing back to someone getting fired is that whoever did this is fired.
Yeah, that's true.
Like what the hell? This kid's arm, the forearm, is going nuts.
Also, I didn't know these kids were this old, by the way. I hadn't seen them since they were babies.
Yeah, do you remember this kid up top? Do you remember when he was in the bus with his face against the window or whatever he was doing? Remember how young he was? That's him.
Oh, yeah, they really got old.
That's what happens with time.
Yeah, time. I don't keep up with them as much, but I do think that it's very interesting whole situation they have going on over there, the royal family.
It's sketchy. And they apparently tried to kill the photo, too, once it went out.
Right.
It went out. Everybody started noticing about it. And then they were like, all right, kill it. Like, stop publishing this. And they were like, no, dude, you already gave it to us.
Oh, yeah. They're going full speed with it.
Have they said anything? I don't think they have.
They haven't made a statement yet.
I wonder if they will. Like, I feel like they never make statements.
Some of the Photoshops are really bad, too.
They're so bad.
I've been watching The Crown, and, like, this is their MO. Like, historically, they just don't address stuff. If they want it to go away, they'll just not say anything, and eventually the press moves on. This is just how they play it.
I guess
that's... Do people in... Okay, so they are in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do people like them?
Split
like the citizens.
It's split. Yeah, there's
is
always
kind of like us and our people, like Biden and Trump.
Kind of. It's kind of more so like for them, they're like, what's the point of having them? Because like the Queen is involved in government, but she isn't like an elected government official. They're all born into it. So there's like over time been this argument of what do we actually need the royals for? What do they actually do for the country?
But it's never ending.
Right. Yeah.
What do they do for the country?
I mean,
they give them press.
Right.
That's
crazy. And I feel like a lot of people take that strategy when it comes to like shit like this happening and just don't say anything. Like I feel like the Kardashians do that a lot.
For sure. I mean, that's our royal family, essentially.
And it just goes away. People forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works. I mean, this will like it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. It might turn into it just goes away and we never talk about it again, or maybe we'll figure out more. But like as of right now, nobody's seen Kate since like January.
All right. Well, I hope she's okay.
Yeah. Best of luck and best wishes to Kate, Princess Kate. And
I think that's it. Are we
done?
We'll
see you guys next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.